This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We give the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. December wheat open at 7:72, unchanged on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 7:31, up a half on the open. March, 7:54, up a quarter. September corn opened at 5:29 and a half, unchanged on the open. December, 5:44 and a half, unchanged. March, 5:62 and a half, down one. May, 5:74 and a half, down one. July, 5:83, down two. September, 5:83, down one and a quarter. December, 5:82 and a half, down one and a half. March of 2010, 5:93, down three and a half on the open. September beans open at 12.06, down 3 on the open. November, 11.98, down 3. January, 12.16, down 1 and 3 quarters. March, 12.30, down 1 and 3 quarters. May, 12.38, down a half. July, 12.41, down 5. August, 12.38, down 3. And November of 2009, 11.87, down 3 quarters on the open. September soybean meal open at 3.41.50, up 30 on the open. October, 3.34, up 50. October soybean oil opened at 48.15, down 19 on the open. October live cattle open at 102.65, unchanged on the open. December, 104.25, up 12.5. September feeders open at 111.05, up 20 on the open. October, 110.80, up 37.5. October lean hogs open at 67.05, up 15 on the open. December, 66.45, up 27.5. And February bellies open at 85.05, up 40 on the open.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services out of Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, looks like the market has sort of settled in. A choppy affair, a week not with a lot of movement thus far, waiting further developments, it appears to me.
Yeah. Hey, I want to give a special tip of the hat to the beautiful renovation of Memorial Stadium and the WILL-TV documentary of that lovely facility, and I certainly enjoyed the opening game there with the U of I and EIU. It was a tremendous game and a beautiful renovation as far as Memorial Stadium's concerned, and a real tip of the hat to the university because it's tremendous, and I sure enjoyed the game.
Certainly look forward to covering a game later there this season and getting my first eyeball look at the renovation as well. What do you think about the markets?
Well, the markets had an important gulp last night with OPEC basically announcing cutting oil production, 520,000 barrels of oil in the next, I think, quarter. Also, there is this anticipation of a USDA crop production report on Friday. There still is this tremendous concern about deflation in the U.S. economy, and that's probably one reason why we're seeing sell-offs today in corn, soybeans, and wheat. Private weather people are saying 1 to 4 inches, maybe 3 to 6 through Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. I think at this particular time frame, we think that's probably harmful instead of constructive in the overall game scheme of things. My hunch is we will see a little smaller corn and soybean estimate, but the marketplace does here and watch those big reports by Informa.
Yeah, and the Informa number was the only one of among all trade guests that was actually larger than USDA's numbers from the August report, and they were the one that actually nailed it at 155 last month.
The other idea, of course, is that Minnesota and Iowa probably are where the real Minnesota and Indiana is where the real big reductions probably going to take place. But we do get the feeling that a lot of the rain that did occur came in September, and August was quite dry in a major part of the corn and soybean belt. The rains, of course, the early yields seem to be fairly good in some of the early harvested areas of Indiana. We have to just wait and see for more information, and hopefully the government will get it right on this report.
Of course, we don't have harvested acres in this report likely to be the same number from August, that number waiting till the October report. Do you think, though, ultimately that it'll be Iowa that will tip the scales one way or another? They are just so much further behind than the rest of the Corn Belt.
Well, of course, good point. But, you know, half of the production in the U.S. is west of the Mississippi, and the other half is east of the Mississippi. And we're important, too. And I think that, you know, we do know the good spots in Illinois, particularly north of the Illinois River. You know, that's the real super production. And, you know, from, Champaign South, we had a lot of problems with flooding and denitrification. So it's going to be an interesting report, and I think I'd put equal footing on both east and west of the Mississippi, because the Indiana, Minnesota area is also where it's quite dry.
I think traders will trade that report very long, or are the macro fundamentals that we've been talking about for the last week on the outside markets just going to bury it and hold sway after the report's out?
Well, good question. My general impression is that the report's going to be extremely important. The bushels and the carryover, the farmer at our outlook meetings are very short focused. They're looking at this scary economic situation where there is a slowdown in the U.S. economy. They are looking at the high cost of inputs, and I don't think there's any realization in the marketplace by the vast majority of people that we do need to buy 6 to 8 million more acres of production next year. There is a general feeling that they're going to cut back on corn production because of the high input costs. There's also a feeling in the marketplace that they're going to plant less wheat. And, you know, it's interesting how short-term focused, in my opinion, everybody is. And, yes, they will be looking very quickly at the corn production. I think with this crude oil reduction by OPEC, I think it will stabilize this deflationary concept. Lehman Brothers got beat up very bad yesterday, and basically what's going to happen from at least listening to CNBC, they're going to sell their best 160 off of their farm. They're going to be a firm that's not going to be near as glamorous or as exciting, and they're going to basically, the feeling is that they're the last problem on Wall Street as far as the investment bankers are concerned. So hopefully we will stabilize the U.S. economy. The stock market's acting pretty darn good, and I think that with a little whiff of inflation and low interest rates, we will work our way out of these short-term economic debacle that at least the money center banks put the U.S. economy in.
Well, then, if and when the speculators do decide to re-enter the grain market,
I think that's going to be a smaller amount.
A smaller
of
number.
Players.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be a smaller group of players in a big market, and I don't think we're going to see quite the rough and tumble type of play that we saw in the past.
So they're more likely to stick in with their longs, probably.
I think so. And as a result of that, there will be economic value with $100 a barrel crude oil and $5 cash corn, and the ethanol plants, in my opinion, will start making money again.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a profitable day.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Looking at Ed Kieser's two-state extended forecast highlights, he says showers and thunderstorms will spread across Illinois and Indiana on Thursday night and continue into Friday. Locally, heavy rain is possible on Friday, especially in central and perhaps some southern sections of the two states. More rain will fall Friday night, Saturday, and Saturday night. Right now, it appears the heaviest rain and greatest coverage of rain will shift northward in the northern sections of the two states Friday night into Saturday morning, and then shift slowly southward again Saturday afternoon into Saturday night. The bottom line is, though, that Saturday night and most of Illinois and Indiana will pick up significant rainfall. Models are in a disagreement for Sunday on, but there is at least a possibility of more heavy rainfall late Sunday into Monday from leftovers of Hurricane Ike. Cooler than average weather expected early next week and again late next week. However, no frost is in the forecast for Illinois and Indiana. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.